This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Senior BJP MP Om Birla will be the NDA nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker, while the opposition INDIA bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach to a consensus for the post. Talking to media outside the parliament, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said senior union ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and J.P. Nadda had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and DMK MP T.R. Balu over the issue. However, they were insisting to announce the name of the deputy speaker before endorsing Mr. Birla's candidature. Mr. Goyal said they were informed that deputy speaker issue will be dealt at the time of its election. He said opposition was putting conditions which was rejected by the government. Earlier, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the opposition is ready to extend support to the NDA nominee for the speaker's post, but the deputy speaker post must be given to the opposition candidate. Talking to reporters outside parliament, Mr. Gandhi said Union Minister Rajnath Singh had called Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge seeking support for the speaker post. He said Mr. Kharge had told him that opposition is ready to extend the support to the NDA nominee, but as per the convention, the deputy speaker post should be given to the opposition. Our correspondent reports that the Lok Sabha Speaker has been elected without any contest since independence, and this would be probably for the first time that there will be a contest for the post. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with the newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. As the House met for the day, Advocate Gopal Kagda Padvi of Congress took oath in Hindi, while another party MP, Bachao Shobha, took oath in Marathi. BJP MP Smita Udaywag also took oath in Marathi. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oath yesterday, and the remaining MPs will take oath today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to all those great men and women who resisted the emergency of 1975. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this day reminds how the Congress Party subverted basic freedoms and trampled over the Constitution of India, which every Indian respects greatly. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired their seventh pre-budget consultation with representatives of trade and services in New Delhi to take suggestions for the upcoming general budget. The pre-budget consultation meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananth Nageshwaran, Finance Secretary T.V. Somanathan, Secretary of Department of Expenditure, Secretaries of Department of Economic Affairs and Ministry of Commerce and Industry. The first meeting of the High-Level Committee of Experts constituted by the Ministry of Education to ensure transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations through NTA, National Testing Agency, was held yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, the chairman of the committee, Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, said that the first priority of the committee is to elicit concerns and suggestions from the students and parents, for which the committee will engage with them. Dr. Radhakrishnan said the committee is also looking at developing a robust and tamper-proof system, aiming to lessen the difficulties and stress of the students. Our correspondent reports that recently the government constituted a seven-member committee headed by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan. The Central Bureau of Investigation has taken over five cases from Bihar, Gujarat and Rajasthan to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET UG examinations. According to officials, the CBI has re-registered one case each from Gujarat and Bihar and three cases from Rajasthan. The CBI is also expected to take up another case from Latur in Maharashtra. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, Afghanistan defeated Bangladesh by 8 runs by DLS method in a nail-biting match at Kingston in St. Vincent. With this win, Afghanistan advanced to the semi-final as the fourth team and in the process knocked Australia out of the World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.